that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Sebring Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
Sebring Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
USA 30, Cass City with 25. Cass City led as many as 12 in that first half, 26-14 with 5:18 left in the second quarter. But Cass City fought back, mostly due to the part of Sawyer Cuthrell with 9 points in the second quarter to get them within 5 points at halftime of the WLAW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call today. So far, halfway through this pre-district matchup between Cass City hosting the USA Patriots in District 84 of the MHSAA State Tournament. Leading scores for Cass City, let's go here. They were trailing 12-18 after first quarter. USA lead by 6, and that lead cut down to 5 after 2. Sawyer Cuthrell leads all Cass City scorers with 9 points, all coming in the second quarter. Colin Hartwick with 2 points, Jacob Perry with 2 points, Curtis Dickinson with 2 points, Mason Erla with 5 points, Tristan Kuntz with 5 points as well. Free throws in the first half for Cass City, 2 for 4 for 50%. USA Patriots, they were 2 for 2 from the free throw line for 100% coming in the first quarter, nothing since. Leading the scores for USA and all scores so far, Aaron Sines with 13 points, 9 points coming in the first quarter. Nick DeSimpler with 3 points, Zach Kramer with 6 points, Brandon Harper with 2, Hayden Ewald with 4, and Seth Gangler with 2. John Mooney, did you notice I forgot to mention someone there?
Do you know something? I saw this big goose egg next to our aircraft carrier, and I just can't believe it. But he's really, it's the ball has rarely gone to him, and it's just not a game where he's just going to go ahead and strut his stuff. There's other things going on. You know, let's face it, right now, I think Aaron Sines is having the game of his life with 13 points, and it seems like he can penetrate the lane at will. And I'm sure that's a concern for Cass City. But, you know, both teams are shooting pretty well. USA has the advantage. They're 12 for 26, 46%. And Cass City was shooting 10 for 26 at 38% clip.
Ryan Brown from the sidelines, what are your thoughts seeing inside the huddles of both teams?
Well, Cass City, you know, they start out a little shaky. And then after that timeout by Coach Fernald, things really turned around for them. The mojo seemed to swing. Cass City came out with full court press, got a turnover right away with a quick bucket. And then defensively, they seemed to pick it up a little bit. USA's guards weren't able to penetrate the lane as much. And like John said, Brendan Ballard has not been a factor offensively so far. But credit Cass City doing a front and post, and they're swinging the rotation around behind them and doing a pretty decent job defensively. And so far it's been all that and more, Clark.
And really one key also for this USA team has always been Hayden Ewald, who kind of replaces Brendan Ballard, who was also kind of his supplement to him. But Hayden Ewald on the bench with 3 quick fouls in this first half. Only foul trouble for Cass City is Mason Erla, the sophomore, who picked up 2 quick ones in the first quarter, but has been since scot-free. John, your thoughts from the first half?
You know, if it gets down to a one-possession game toward the end and you need foul shooting, right now, Colin Hartwick is so far, he's the only one for Cass City that, Curtis Dickinson is also taken free throws. But Colin Hartwick is not the one that you want to foul. He's shooting something like an 82% clip from the foul line. But you also have Curtis Dickinson. They found him, and he is on the season 48%, 0 for 2. So that's going to be a factor, I think. Same thing on the other side. DeSempler, 33% for the season. And he missed his two, but you have Hayden Ewald, who is 75%, and he hit both of his.
When we return on the WLW Sports Network, we'll have your second half action in the pre-district on District 84 as USA leads at halftime 30-25 to the hosting Cass City Redhawks.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
Hi, my name is Jadriana Subject. I'm from Bad Axe, Michigan, and I'm an exercise science student at Saginaw Valley State University. The reason I chose SVSU was because it has a small campus community that gives me an incredible sense of belonging. People here know my name not because they have to, but because they want to. And that was something I was looking for as I was searching for a four-year institution. I originally came here for the nursing program and then decided it wasn't for me. I'm looking to go into orthotics and prosthetics. I just think it's really interesting and I think it's a growing field and it gives me the opportunity to not only help others but to hear their stories. And that's something I enjoy. Sometimes all people need is their shot to show what they're capable of or how much they care, and the people at SVSU have given me that opportunity.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
You can always trust Michigan to deliver some pretty extreme weather, especially in winter. And you can always trust Kohler's Propane to keep you one step ahead of that forecast. Kohler's Propane is your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is home to the original price protection guarantee. Once you contract with Kohler Propane, you can trust that your propane price won't exceed a specific price all season long. Call the local propane provider you can trust, Kohler Propane, at 888-950-7975. And trust me, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
On to the second act. Cass City trailing by 5 at home to USA, 30-25, but Cass City was trailing by as many as 12 in that first half, 26-14. So really, an 11-4 run to finish that second quarter for Cass City. Both teams coming out, both onto the court here. USA will get the ball to start the second half.
All original starters, Clark.
As we have the simpler top of the key, now going right to left across your radio. And it's actually stolen by Hartwick right away. Goes up for the layup, and this one's good. So a quick layup to Hartwick gives Cass City within one possession. 3 points, 30-27, USA by three. Over to the left wing, to Simpler. To Sines, thought about taking the three, does not. Back up to the simpler top of the key to Ewald, over to Kramer left wing. Screen set by Ewald over to Sines right corner. Dribbles once and actually throws this one away. Tried to get a little bit of spin on it to the simpler, and instead it went right into the Cass City bench out of bounds.
I'm noticing a little hesitation on USA right now. Right now the ring seems probably about as big as something that a softball may go through.
And we have a 30-second timeout called by USA. It's USA 30, Cass City 27.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I officiate because I love to be involved in the sport, and it continues to keep me in shape. It gives me an opportunity to be part of the activities as they still go on.
And I feel that I can make a difference and be a role model to a lot of young, aspiring officials, and especially females, which we really need.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Two turnovers from USA and 2 points for Cass City led to a 30-second timeout called by Mark Gainforth. And Cass City has the ball, trailing by three, 30-27, as USA now comes out in a 2-3 zone.
They're trying to take away Cass City's inside. They want Cass City to shoot from the outside, which they just did.
And Cuthrell takes a three, no good. Rebound Ballard into the hands of DeSimpler. 6:45 left in the third. 3-point game, 30-27. Sines dribbling at the left wing, up to the top of the key against Dickinson. Cass City coming out in their zone defense as per usual. A Ewald out to the corner to wide open Zach Kramer for three. Yes.